It's two for the price of one day today, so I'm doing episode 5 because I want to try out a new way of loading it onto my website directly through a link. So this episode, which is ahead of its time in terms of my weekly episode, is episode 5, AT apps. Now, the kind of apps that I find very helpful are ones that deal with managing my life and managing my writing, and so I'm particularly keen on apps that deal with organisation for my own benefit. I love the Post-it app. We all love Post-its, and they're in terms of things that you can just jot down ideas. Well, now you can organise them and make them electronic and distribute them in lots of ways. Trello is another organisation app that I use, and you can use your Post-its in Trello. How cool is that? Another tool that I've tended to use over the years is Keep, Google Keep. That's always a good one to have around. And that is a really great little tool that organises your work into colours and into little, well, mini Post-its, but it includes text, drawings and other matters. In that, you can also give directions and use maps as well, which is interesting. So you can develop a different approach to locations and store that location somewhere where you can access again through your Google account. While we're talking Google, I run different Google Groups. So the Groups app, which is very basic in terms of its looks, are quite useful to keep in touch with the information sources and for distribution. My WordPress app I use a great deal in order to manage this site and to manage this podcast, to send it from Podbeam, which is the tool that I use, which I've paid a subscription for the year to remove ads. So that is another useful tool. And lastly, I would like to call out those apps which enable me to perform tasks that are to do with writing. And obviously I use notes a great deal, and I use reminders. That's built into the system. And also the management of passwords. So I use an app that enables me to manage that, called 1Password, which stores all my passwords in one place securely. I change the password often so that it's non-guessable, and that allows the keys of the kingdom to be open and allow myself to manage it. I don't want people to manage it, quite obviously. So that's just a few hints and tips about apps. Thank you for listening.